Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live Chat. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's no longer Prime Gaming, but you can still click that purple rectangular button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can also use creator code Rock and Second on Fortnite item shop when you buy Scooby-Doo, Jason, and Next weekend, The Simpsons. Hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Kane and Kittens.
What's up?
That's all you got?
Today,
no,
yeah.
Banter. No banter, no nothing. It's just that's all you got?
Today, yeah.
Why today? Why no banter?
Just, I don't know, stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah, and I'm prepping the sheet for tonight, so. Yeah, stuff.
Man, that should take you a long time. It's an extensive card.
Oh, I know it is, but I'm having to clear stuff. Okay, now it's ready.
Wow, that extensive listing of matches we have to talk about this evening.
Well, I want to make sure I can get picked, so there we go.
There you go. Joining us to talk about the extensive list of matches for this Saturday's main event, the one and only Tim Stein. Alright, cool. He's not talking.
At least I had something, okay? At least I had something.
Man, I'm glad we hit start streaming because all this banter is going to go crazy tonight. Hi, chat. How's everyone out there?
Once we get into matches, we're good, okay? Once we get into matches.
How's everyone out there? We in a banter mood? Did the sports not go well for people? Is that a thing?
All right. I forgot to plug the damn mic in.
Oh, good. It was only a 20-point loss. All right, cool.
Yeah, the Cowboys game wasn't a good one, and it was America's game of the week too. It really wasn't good for your team.
We just don't have a defense. I can tell you that right off the bat. Going into this season, I could tell you we did not have a defense. It was going to have to be we would outshoot people, and if we got behind, we were screwed.
So, Brent,
Today's an example.
So today was an example. Brent, I need you to... Have you seen the Sunday Night Football game at all tonight?
Steelers-Packers?
Yes.
I just see the score right now.
Go to Twitter. Type in Steelers uniforms, and I need your reaction to what they are wearing.
Oh, no, I can see in the picture. I see a yellow helmet. I see a Bumblebee outfit. What the fuck is that thing?
Isn't even a...
Bumblebee. I have to say, the Packers aren't much better in their whites.
No, but you gotta get a close-up of the jersey.
I can see, like, the stripes and the little V on it. Yeah, it's... I don't know.
It looks like a soccer uniform. A little bit. Also, I saw a picture where it looks like a crossing sign.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I could see that as a...
They're bad. Like, why yellow? That's not their main color. Their main color is black.
And yellow are the two colors, so I understand that.
But no, but their main color is
black. Now,
to have
it as a predominant, that's not necessarily the best thing. But, I mean, it's not them choosing, like, gray. If they went, like, gray, that would be like, okay, yeah, you don't have anything like that on your uni. If they have yellow, that is part of their uni.
But a marketing guy saw this and went, these look great.
I don't think it was a marketing guy. I think it was whatever company that they work, you know, Nike or Reebok or whoever, that is like, hey.
The throwbacks, I think. They're terrible.
Well, I mean, Denver broke out their throwbacks, and I'm never a huge fan of the yellow with, or I'm sorry, the orange with the blue helmet.
No, but at least you could tell they're the Broncos when they wear them. They look more... The Steelers look more like the Packers colors than the Packers do tonight, which is just something. Anyway, Tim figured out how to plug in his microphone, so we're here to talk wrestling tonight, right, Tim?
Yeah. I put on the coffee maker. I've got a fresh pot of coffee brewing to help keep me awake for the entire marathon that this show's going to be tonight, talking about all the matches on next week's Saturday night's main event.
Which will be live on Peacock this Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for where it is in your country. But here in the United States, it's on Peacock. No longer on NBC.
Oh, they took it off NBC. Okay.
Well, when they made the deal to go to ESPN, they made a new deal for Saturday night's main event. So there is that part of the story. Which means no one's going to get cut off when they do their retirement speech in December.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into the three...
Maybe they'll time it out better, also. Maybe they'll just time it out better.
They may also time it out better as well. But before we get into that, apparently, according to the poster, it's 7 p.m. next on Saturday. Interesting. Okay.
I may be able to catch that. We'll see.
We'll see. Before we get into Saturday night's main event, there's a rumor on the internet that needs to be addressed.
Is this about the release one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Should WWE bring back Chris Jericho, Brent?
No. Fuck no. Absolutely not. If you want to give him a Hall of Fame, then award him the Hall of Fame. Should he actually come back into the ring for a farewell tour? Absolutely not. Why is that? Because we have seen what has happened the last few years in AEW. It ain't going to get much better. Jericho has lost a step. He has lost his waist at the same time. Now, I get it. If he comes to WWE, maybe they will tighten him up a little bit. But also, I think that was more Vince than anything. What is left for him to do in WWE aside from collect a paycheck on the way out? There's nothing for him to do. There's no one that he needs to face. I mean, unless you want Gunther to be the retirement guy, he could take out John, he could take out Chris, he's already taken out Bill. Maybe he'll take out AJ on the way out as well. We'll figure it out. But I saw the teaser video of 15 seconds of someone in loafers walking along. And God, I hope it's Gunther. God, I hope it's Gunther.
Apparently there's three different sets of feet that they've shown.
Oh, well, fantastic.
So that's what I've been told. So Brent's not a fan of bringing back Chris Jericho.
No, it's the Jericho Vortex.
Tim.
Maybe he could be the new contractual obligation.
Because that worked so well.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it, Tim? Do you want to see Y2J?
I don't need him to go on any kind of extended program or run or anything like that in WWE. But let him have one or two. Let him have one or two. Just like farewell matches.
With who?
That's the question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
You said one or two. Go for it.
Yeah, well, here it is. If you could entice him to step downstairs from TKO and away from Hollywood. And this is, okay, purely a fanfic type pick. Have his last match ever be against The Rock, just for shits, and definitely giggles.
There would be lots of shits in that one.
Lots of shits in that one.
Because the work rate would be outstanding.
Outstandingly bad.
All right, that's one. I need the other one. What's the other one?
Oh, I almost want to say Kevin Owens, but let's go Randy Orton.
Okay, so that's
only half drizzling shits.
Well, at least one of them could still work. All right, Brent, give me a name. Just give me a name. The one match, if it were to happen, what's the one match you want to see? That's like, what's...
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, rephrase that for Brent. Not a match that he'd want to see, but one that he'd put up with.
Hang on, I'm going to roster page.
I'm thinking.
Come on, you don't want to see Melo Don't Miss versus Chris Jericho?
You mean Carmelo having to actually run around Chris Jericho and to pull off the work? No. I value Melo too much.
How about Ethan Page versus Chris Jericho? Come on, you know you want to see that one.
Oh yeah, the Battle of Canada. Yeah, exactly. I want to see Chris Jericho win the NXT North American title on his way out, because that's just what he needs.
El Grande Americano versus Y2J. Come on, Canada versus U.S. Come on.
Technically, that would be Mexico.
You don't want to say it?
No.
Oh, to hell with it. Bring Lance Storm out of retirement.
No, you know what? No. I want to see this just for, because I don't think he would last the match. I want Jericho to be there. I want him to give his retire, you know, his like, I'm back, you know, oh, this is great. And you just hear, bump, 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 bump. And he just comes to the ring and lays waste to Chris Jericho. Just annihilates him.
Roman Reigns versus Chris Jericho? Is that what that was the music?
No, that's what Sump would say. I'm saying the other one.
The other one. Brock, yeah.
You let Brock come down and just eviscerate his ass. And just walk right back to the back.
And as he's walking back, have him yell out, yeah, now you're Mickey Rourke, bitch.
But, I mean,
legitimately,
there is no one on the roster that I look at that I go, yes, Chris Jericho and him should go. Like, someone may say, oh, Rey Mysterio, because they have a history in WCW. Yeah, 20 years ago, back when Rey had 5 different knees and Chris Jericho had, you know, pant size that matched
closer to 30 years ago.
I don't want to see him against, like, Alistair, Rey Fiend, anyone from AEW, because he doesn't need that. Why is Robert Roode and Ridge Holland still listed on the roster?
.com had its slow update. Also, technically, Robert Roode's still in the roster. He's a producer.
I know, but he's on an active roster.
He's assigned to a brand. I don't know.
I
don't know what to tell you there.
I don't know either. But
you don't want Cody versus Jericho? Drew versus Jericho?
Cody versus Jericho, the vortex is meeting each other. No, because then we would fall into a black hole from which we would never escape. There honestly is no one that I would want to see. The only other thing I could say is, again, if you wanted to do something, you have Bron Breakker. Just take him out the way he did that Ricochet. And just be like, leave him laying and be like, all right, I'm going for my title now.
Okay, so now that that's out of the way, we have Saturday night's main event to get to, with matches Brent actually may want to see.
Yep, three of them. Three of them to be exact.
Three big, huge matches for Saturday night's main event. Kicks off with Cody Rhodes defending the undisputed WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre.
Again. I hate to say this. This just feels like we don't have anything else for Cody and or Drew. So title match question mark. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Cody and Drew can still, you know, will put on a good match, but it just feels like there's nothing really there. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken.
I mean, there's a little bit there.
But that was from before when Drew put Cody through the table. Then Cody beat him.
Yeah. And then Drew's complains, and then Cody's like, let's fight now. Then Cody gets DQ'd, and now we get title match. Also, Jacob Fatu is unavailable.
Yeah, this entire card is kind of like, someone got hurt.
I would love if they pulled off the Russell Pulitzer pitch idea where Randy accidentally cost Cody the title and have Drew go on a run for a little bit, says LeMans. Maybe?
The problem is, if it's Randy, why would he cost Cody the title? Because then it doesn't put Randy in the title picture. It would just be, well, we're doing this to give Drew a run, and then Cody and Randy will fight because Randy turned heel. Randy's more of an opportunist than just that. It would almost be like, to me, Randy would do something after the match to set himself up as the next person to go for it.
He says, if he was going to turn. Cost by mistake.
That feels even worse. At least in my opinion.
If you put the bet on Drew, who's Drew's opponent?
Where do you point him? Yeah. Thank you. All right, hang on. Sort by brand.
But you can. Jacob Fatu should be back by Survivor Series. Or is that? But do Jacob and Drew for the title at Survivor Series? I don't know if that's...
The thing with Jake, if you go Jacob and Drew at Survivor Series, then, okay, Jacob takes the loss.
And then you've killed whatever you were trying
to
do.
Cool, you've stunted him, yeah. And yeah. Drew gets to carry the belt, but then you instantly go into, all right, then who's next again? Because I don't think you're going to steer Damian Priest at him.
You already did that feud. You already blew that off.
I don't think you're going to go Sami Zayn from the U.S. title to the world title to take Drew on, and you've already seen that one.
Yeah, and if they're not going to put the belt on Sami, that's just giving people false hope again.
And then your only other real face, because Roman's busy, Roman's going to be doing stuff, Shinsuke? Which would feel like out of left field and just, well, we're giving him a match. Because he just came back.
But Jimmy's a Raw guy.
And Jimmy was just fighting for the world title in the Battle Royal.
I know he appeared on SmackDown and was getting in Drew's business, but I don't know. Also, Jimmy versus Drew for a world title at Survivor Series, it doesn't scream like a...
That doesn't scream a pay-per-view match. Big like, Jim hasn't put himself into a world title kind of
he's a good role player. That's where Big Jim is right now. He plays a role. I don't mind them putting the belt on Drew. I mean, you could always do Drew Cody 3 at Survivor Series. That's fine too.
And it pulls both of them out of the chamber, or the War Games contention,
which is already up in the it's already confusion to begin.
Yeah, because apparently one of the people you're going to have in that match is fighting for a title in the other match.
Which doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, but it's also like, okay, do you have the champion fight in there? Because it's like, it pulls away a match that you possibly could have.
You have a month to build Jimmy up, though. Can you build Jimmy up in a month, though?
How long did it take Jay to get to the actual feeling like a main event Jey Uso type? Because I remember when he used the moniker main event Jey Uso, we all kind of went, okay, where? But then he built himself up. I don't think a month is enough time for that.
All right, I'm going to be...
That feels like absolute hot-shotting, and I think a lot of the fans are going to go, okay.
All right, as much as we like Jimmy Uso, can you see him working a 15-minute to 20-minute main event match?
Super kick, super kick, super kick, super kick.
I don't think he has the move set to do it. Yeah, but Jay's got the crowd. Jay has also stolen Roman's move set.
Yeah, there's a reason why when Jimmy went down, they felt comfortable pushing Jay as a solo, because they see, in my opinion, front office sees more in Jey Uso than they do Jimmy. And nothing against Jimmy, but as we've all talked about, when it comes to a tag team, there's rarely ever both guys come out of it equal and ready to go. There's a reason why the Street Profits haven't broken up, because if they did, and no slight against him, Angelo Dawkins would be dead in the water.
And he knows it. He absolutely knows that he would be.
Oh yeah, Montez Ford knows that. Like, if the if and when the time comes, he's ready. He has charisma. He has, you know, the wife as well to help him with, you know, they had the show. Dawkins has perennially been a tag guy. Even back in NXT, that's how they got together, was the fact we couldn't think of what we could do. Let's put him with Montez Ford. Oh, hey, this turned into something. With the Usos, they just happened to be brothers through the whole time. So it's like, well, they've been paired together for a while. Then Jimmy got hurt. Jay started to, you know, make his run.
They just finished the Damian Priest Drew McIntyre run three months ago. You just did it
right before he got into the everlasting feud with Aleister Black
at the end of May, where it's only been a few months.
Oh yeah, because it ended with the cage match.
Yeah, at Saturday Night's main event. Can't quite go back to something where you said it was the blow-off match. 4 months later, we're here now. Anyway, Tim, who wins this showdown?
I'm going to go out on a limb and put my money in Cody's corner.
Right?
Cody Rhodes. When it comes to this, it's just, again, this match feels like a filler. It doesn't feel like we want to have the... Because you're going to get a new champion out of the next match. I don't think... You possibly will get a new women's champion as well, depending upon what we think. I think this is just, we put Cody on this to help draw eyes because one of our other big faces is not on this one. He's on the next one as his farewell. And this was, we need someone for him to face that is up to a certain level. Well, Drew's up there. Let's do this. So, not that Drew can't be a world title holder again. I just think in this, I don't see Drew picking it up here.
And I agree, LeMans. There isn't much for Cody right now either. They have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they know it, and they'll fix it. And I wouldn't mind to see an elevated Aleister Black in a match with Cody.
We get the feud we should have gotten in AEW out of them here.
I think you could do that as a fall program if you need it. Instead of going to like a Randy Cody, you could do an Aleister Cody.
And Cody could be your Mania match if you really want it, because I think there's enough history with that.
There's enough history there if you want to, but you can get this to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, they can end the Drew Priest thing, or the Priest Aleister thing, and then carry it into the Father's months. Anyway, the women's championship is on the line. Tiffany Stratton takes on Jade Cargill again.
Jade's got a bit of an edge, though, now.
Jade, you know, decided to turn heel.
Jade had enough, which is fine because it felt like she's kind of been treading water a little bit. I don't know if she's waiting for Bianca or if that's going to be the Mania match that we all kind of talked about last week. But you had her face off for the title on several occasions now, and Jade's kind of come up short.
Yeah.
And not telegraphing where I'm going to go with this, but it's like, you really need her to pick up this title sooner rather than later, or else it's going to feel like you really missed your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn her heel here and you have her pick up the belt, then you got her that can start to go on a bit of a run because she has an edge. And based on what happens with like women's titles or someone coming back, you've got potential for her sitting there, because we've talked about it. Tiffany had the undefeated streak that fell to Stephanie. She's kind of gone through most of this division. So the question is like, what does Tiffany really have left to do? And I don't think you want her to go to Mania with that belt. So it's like, if you pull the trigger here, you give Jade some time to work with it. You can kind of cool Tiffany off a bit until you figure what your next thing with her is going to be. Because otherwise, if she hangs on, if she wins here, lest it's through some chicanery by someone else, I don't know who, then again, the question becomes, well, who does Tiffany face next? Because that's just hanging out there in the ether.
Yeah, the women's division on SmackDown needs growth. They need more bodies. Which they'll probably get an influx of here as we go. They were kind of pushing Sol Ruka and Zarya up there. You always have Charlotte and Alexa when the tag stuff is done. They can also face Jade in between fighting with tag titles. You have some women.
Would you turn Sol Ruka up to the main roster? I know that they've been dabbling in it with the tag, but I thought that was more of a...
No, I bring them up.
Getting Blake to fuck with them.
No, I bring them up. If Sol's healthy, I'd bring them up.
And you'd bring them up together?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a good pairing together. They work off each other well. And you could do whatever the split will be...
Up on the roster.
On the main roster instead of down at NXT.
Now, would you turn Zarya or would you turn Sol?
Zarya.
That's what I was going to say. I hate to say this, but the finisher has to keep Sol face.
Yeah,
right
that's a face finish. It's the big pop. Yeah.
That's what we talked about with like some of the people who have those like really big finishes. You're like, it's hard to turn them heel because everyone pops for it. And it's like, well, shit.
Mm-hmm. So who do you think is walking out? Tim, with the WWE Women's Championship.
We were talking earlier. What's left for Cody? Who's he got left to face? What can he possibly do that he hasn't done? But we're still picking him to retain the title. And now we're saying the same thing with Tiffany. Women's division, a little bit thinner than the men's, granted. How many times has she and Jade squared off this year for that title already?
With a title twice?
One of them was a three-way.
It still counted for the title.
But, I understand. I was just saying.
That's all fine and dandy. This will make it the third time Jade is challenging for the title. They either have to give it to her or she gets removed from the picture because you can't give them a fourth match next month or the month after.
Without a Jade win.
Without a Jade win. It just doesn't work to keep your monster woman signing from a few years ago chasing that title. And with Jade Cargill, she's not in the same vein as wrestlers better chasing the title than holding the title. Like Austin, it was way better when he was chasing the title than when he held the title, which is not to say he wasn't a great WWF champion, because by all accounts, he as sure as hell was. And his entire career in the main event was great booking overall. I mean, there were a couple of hiccups and missteps, but there isn't everybody.
But there was a lot of the title would change. He would get it back. He would always be around the title.
He would always be around the title. And I just, for me at least, Jade Cargill is not that type of wrestler to stay around the title. She's got to either have the title or walk through the her division being some kind of a monster, just destroying everybody else. And it's Saturday night's main event. If any title changes hands on SNME, it's going to be this one, especially with them moving it to Peacock this month.
Well, I was going to say, there's definitely one title that's changing hands. It's just a matter of, it's a vacant.
Yeah, well, like, that's a no-brainer. That doesn't count. But, I can see both sides of the same coin on this one. And that's the problem. I mean, if you don't give Jade the belt, what are you going to do with it? If you keep the belt on Tiffany, what are you going to do with it? The best case scenario is Jade versus Bianca for that title at WrestleMania in April. And this is something that when Jade first came over, I was talking about. That was the match I wanted. And it just, to me, in my head, it makes sense to put the belt on Jade now, because you have 5.5 months to build up the program between her and Bianca. You don't need to take all 5.5 months to do it, but you've got that massive window to create something.
If Bianca can get healthy, because that's the key. She needs to get healthy again, because her finger is still
there. Is
tricky.
That as well.
What is she out with right now?
She broke her finger, but at like the knuckle.
Oh.
Did you not see the pictures?
I couldn't remember, so that's why I asked.
But it's
tricky.
Well,
the thing was, it was turned at like a 100-degree angle from her hand.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of slow recovery.
It was worse than broken.
Yeah.
You can come back in 4 weeks from a broken finger. Hell, I've done it in two.
But not wrestling, of course. But yeah, no, hopefully she's okay and is getting better, but every time, the last comment was, it was still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but again, you've got to keep an eye on that and that's a perfect, you know, a perfect return for her. Even if she doesn't wrestle until WrestleMania, she comes back a little early. She's on TV, so she's back in the public eye and the whole bit. And that's fantastic. And you can build it up that way, which when you stop and you think about it, that's actually one of the better ways to build up a feud or a big fight on, you know, the biggest event of your year.
Yeah.
We've seen it before.
Well, also, if you want to keep Tiffany looking strong, like if your whole thing is we want to take the belt off of Tiffany, but we still want her to be strong, you still have a way of doing that in storyline on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Rock, who did she face this week?
I don't know. Who did she face?
Kiana James.
Oh, yeah. They're doing the Julia program.
They're doing her and Julia, and that they were they were involved. Jade came out to run them off, and that's where the attack happened. Now, Jade can align herself with Julia and Kiana because we saw that seed get planted a while ago. But even if you don't want to align her, you can still have Kiana cost Tiffany by just being a distraction. She doesn't have to get physical, but it could be she just comes out. Tiffany's, you know, attention is averted. She turns back around. Jade hits that pump kick that will take her head into the third row. And that's where, you know, the tide turns. And Jade could simply be like, okay, yeah, now we're square. Get up, you know, get to stepping. And Jade goes off on her own. But you still have Tiffany fighting with Julia and Kiana still. So you still have a program with Tiffany out there if you want. Because otherwise, you'd have Tiffany as champion facing possibly Julia as champion. And then it's, well, are they really going to give Julia both belts? Or does she give up the United States in order to be the world, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it works wonderfully well that way. I've got to think that they're going to put the belt in Jade next week. That's what I'm going to say.
You're going Jade, Brent. You're going.
I've stated my case for Jade.
I'm Jade as well. All right. And then it's CM Punk versus the most disliked YouTube star out there. Jey Uso for the vacant World's Heavyweight title.
For the interim World's Heavyweight. No, that's not an interim. They peeled that belt off of Seth the way you should when someone's injured. Not this bullshit interim thing that they're doing in other places.
You only pull an interim title when you have a story to make it make sense.
Or if someone is coming back soon enough. If it's going to be that they're out for a while, then why have an interim? Have someone actually get a run with the belt, because I remember for the longest time it was it Tony or was it Thunder Rosa that had the interim belt, and they only recognized it like the day that person lost.
Wasn't it Tony?
I think it was Tony, but I just remember. Oh yeah, because Thunder just gave up the belt.
Yeah,
because of the injury. But yeah, when Tony Storm's first run was, oh yeah, she's interim champion. She's interim champion, and then finally it was like, okay, we're going to say it's a real championship now. And then she just dropped it. And it's like, well, I guess it was a backlog for that recognition. The fact that Seth's hurt and it's, you recognized it and you're like, all right, we have to shift focus. We need to take this in another direction. That helps because now you can move your storylines in, you know, with that in mind, as opposed to, well, we're going to do all this, but when Seth comes back, he immediately gets that title shot, because remember, he's still technically the champion, which doesn't help things.
Yeah, but now we have a vacant title.
And Punk gets his shot, because, you know, he was technically a number one contender, so you still get to honor that.
Yeah.
And at least with Jay, you have a little bit of stuff brewing with him, because there's the whole contention of like, is he turning into Roman? Has Roman kind of gotten in his ear about what it takes to be and continue as champion?
Yeah.
And I saw some people talking online this week about the spot on Monday where, you know, Jimmy and LA Knight went over, and some people were trying to make the claim that no, he was trying to like pull back Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it looks like he's kind of like reaching for him in a sense, but the only thing I have to say about that was there was a second move that people aren't focusing on, which is, yes, he did the kind of reach, but as soon as they got to the apron, he did that kind of like kick push with the leg to make sure that they were going to go over if they hit the apron.
Yeah.
So That kind of negates that idea. Maybe he was really trying to save his brother. But I like this kind of unknown in terms of Jimmy. Because they could turn him heel here. They could have him embrace the bloodline, in a sense, and do whatever it takes to win the title. Because when he when he's just been main event Jey Uso, there's been times that he's come up short.
He has.
So maybe he needs to embrace that bit of the tribal chief and be like, by whatever means, to secure your spot. Mm-hmm. Or you have Punk become a full Paul Heyman guy again and take over Seth's faction.
That'd be interesting.
I don't think that would work with AJ there now, though.
No, I don't think so.
Although I do like the kind of simmeringness that you have with Becky and Paul, when Becky's kind of like, you screwed my guy over, and Paul still has to kind of atone for it.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts, Tim? Who's winning the world title?
I don't really have very many thoughts about that. The only thing that makes sense is giving it to Punk because of the history of the storylines and where they can go with it.
Okay.
So I'm picking Punk.
Right.
Punkopedia.
I know where they can go with Punk. They had him win the title and Seth cash in on him for the moment. The moment that apparently gave a lot of people distrust in TKO inside of the company. Because they're like, they played us. They played us all for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, know what's going to happen. But it feels like you can do some stuff with Punk, but it really felt like the bigger story was Punk and Seth for a longer term, and I don't think Punk winning the title here. Now, I know that it could be, like we talked about, the fact that Seth gave up the title is, okay, we have more freedom to go with whatever story we want. I think something that could be interesting is you do have this kind of Roman versus Jey thing where Jimmy is kind of sitting out there telling Jimmy essentially, like, you know that this is what you hated, right? And now you're buying into all of this and almost becoming in the, if I'm looking further down the road, this idea of like, this will be the monster Roman created that even Roman realizes like, I need to take this out because it, like, even though I said like, this is what you need to do to have the title, this is what you need to do to, be the chief and the family guy, that he kind of looks back and goes, no, like he can start to see in himself, like, oh God, is that what I was? Oh shit. Like I need to take this out back because this is bad. So just for the intriguing nature of it, I would like to see like a heel Jey Uso. The problem is I don't know what happens to him with the fans in that respect, because like you talked about, the fans like Jimmy. They got behind him in order to push him as a single star, but Jey, will they still be there for the Yeet if Jey turns?
I think that's the big question that everyone's trying to figure out. Will they be there? And I don't know. So you're going Jey.
I'm going to go Jey because I think it's a little intriguing, but I don't know how much legs it has. But I think for this, you can at least get to a point, and then if you want, you can have either Punk at Survivor Series in the games, or you put him in a big spot for Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. But Saturday night's main event, which is this Saturday, one poster says 7, the website says 8, so it's at some point on Saturday. Check your local listings for time and availability. Who knows at this point? But that's the show. Which means tomorrow night, it's another edition of the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live to talk about it. Probably further around 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live this Thursday for the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Saturday night's main event with maybe another match or two announced for it.
I think at least one.
Well, maybe we'll get one more. We shall see. And then Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. is another edition of CB Radio. We'll be back next Sunday to talk Saturday night's main event at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim. All right, Tim, that would be you. That would be you to talk for where you could be the meme king or whatever you're doing.
That was like my cue, and I should have like unmuted. Oops. Yeah, follow me on the Twitter Xbox at Flames Forums, because I post things daily. I'm very active there.
There you go. Brent?
Yeah, you can find me on a variety of different social medias. I have comments about certain things, and sometimes I make some friends with those comments. You can find me on either Twitter/X, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. So keep your eye out, and yeah, I should be posting on any of those varieties.
Chad, as a reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It was once called Prime Gaming, once called Twitch Prime. It's just a free sub. Click the purple button and subscribe for free when linking your two accounts together. You can use credit card RocketStock in the Fortnite item shop when you buy The Simpsons next weekend, Scooby-Doo Now, and more, because hashtag Epic Partner. It's where Tim wraps up the show.
Yeah, that's it for this edition. Enjoy the week, everybody. And we'll catch you next Sunday night. Go home, or go do your homework, or go to bed, or whatever. Just go.
Let me tell you, Boston makes me feel good.
Wild Talk Radio Network.